We will take a look at sports right now. Reminder that Mike Cossey, during this pandemic, has limited his sports presentations to Mondays and Fridays. Mondays, a recap of what's been going on, and Fridays, a look ahead at what's been going on, simply because it's not like it used to be in sports. There's just not a lot out there, even though it's getting better and better and better and better. Well, speaking about better, how about the Red Sox? They are off to a good start. They downed the Twins last night by a score of 4-2. Meanwhile, the Mets came back and defeated the Phillies by a score of 4-3. The Yankees got bombed by the Blue Jays 7-3. That's the local action that we saw in Major League Baseball last night. How about this? Julian Edelman just retired from the New England Patriots, right? Well, now Rob Gronkowski, says there's a probably about a 70% chance that Edelman will sign with the Buccaneers despite his retiring from the Patriots. Once again, probably another Super Bowl ring on tap for Tom Brady. The amazing, ageless Brady. How about this sports news? I don't know if it means anything. The XFL, yes, the XFL is coming back, and the CFL partnership now means that it could feature a title game between the championship of both those leagues. So they are combining, and who knows? Maybe that's their way to success. A report out of New York, Sam Darnold, of course, late of the New York Jets, is reported to saying that he wanted to play 20 years and win Super Bowls with the Jets. The way they were going, it probably would have taken him 20 years to get in the Super Bowl with the Jets. All right. Vanderbilt has hired a new women's basketball coach, Shea Ralph. Now, is that name familiar? Yeah. Okay. She is, of course, from UConn. So that's good news there. And how about this? Remember Kevin Ollie, who in his first year as coach of the UConn men led them to a national title? He's been named coach of a new league designed for prep standouts. So he will be coaching in that league. All right, with that being said, let us go on to the National Hockey League last night. The Bruins defeated the Sabres 3-2. The Rangers shut out the Devils 3-0 last night in local action. Looking at the action for today to see if any of our local teams are playing. No, quite simply, tomorrow we get back in action with the Devils against the Rangers once again. The Bruins will take on the Islanders tomorrow. And that's the way things stand in the National Hockey League. Moving over to the NBA yesterday. The Celtics got by the Trailblazers 116-115. Coming up today, the Nets take on the 76ers at 7 p.m., and the Knicks take on the Pelicans at 8 p.m. And once again, if we take a look at the standings in the NBA, it is extremely rare, but the Knicks are in the hunt for the playoffs. They are one game over 500. They've played 55 games already in the season. And they are in eighth place, the final playoff position, but they are only a game out of fifth place and two games out of fourth place. So with parity, the Knicks actually, for the first time in many, many, many years, have a shot at making the playoffs. And there are no superstars on this team, a lot of young players. And after the doldrums for many, many, many years, it looks like the Knicks might be on the proper way to rebuilding and becoming at least a playoff caliber basketball team, which is good news. Now there's something we got to do about the Rangers and the Giants and the Jets and the Mets and the Yankees, all absent from the championship games. All right, for quite a while now. 6:42 on the Breakfast Club as we wrap up this check on sports.